This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by the U.S. Congress this week. The package will support businesses, rush resources to overburden health care providers, and help struggling families during the deepened coronavirus epidemic. As he signed the bill Friday, Mr. Trump declared it will deliver urgently needed relief. He thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The House passed the legislation earlier Friday by a voice vote. The legislation is supposed to speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out from work. Businesses, big and small, will get loans, grants, and tax breaks. President Trump has taken a round of steps to expand the federal government's role in helping produce critically needed supplies to fight the coronavirus pandemic after desperate pleas from the nation's governors. Yet, he's also rejected any criticism for the federal government's response to the ballooning public health crisis that a month ago the president predicted would be over by now. Mr. Trump on Friday signed an order aimed at compelling General Motors to prioritize the production of ventilators under the Defense Production Act. Yet he also sent an ominous message to state leaders warning, if they don't treat you right, I don't call. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for the new coronavirus. And he's in a video posted on Twitter, Johnson said that he had developed a temperature and a persistent cough over the last 24 hours, and he is now self-isolating at his home. He added that he will continue to lead the government's response to the outbreak via video conference. This is VOA News. America's coronavirus infections have surged in the most in the world, reaching more than 100,000 cases Friday, with New York still the worst hit in the country. Troubling new outbreaks are bubbling in other cities, including Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans, which is rushing to build the makeshift hospital in its convention center. Still, states are pulling back the welcome mat for travelers from New York and other areas, which is the epicenter of the country's coronavirus outbreak. Some say at least one state's measures are unconstitutional. Governors in Texas, Florida, Maryland, and South Carolina this week ordered people arriving from New York area, including New Jersey and Connecticut, to avoid visiting unless absolutely necessary. But in the most dramatic steps taken to date, Rhode Island State Police on Friday began pulling over drivers with New York plates so that National Guard officials can collect contact information and inform them of mandatory 14-day quarantines. President Trump issued an order Friday that seeks to force General Motors to produce ventilators for coronavirus patients under the Defense Production Act. Mr. Trump said the negotiations with General Motors had been productive, but the fight against the virus is too urgent to allow the give and take of the contracting process to continue to run the normal course. Mr. Trump, who had previously been reluctant to use the act to force businesses to contribute to the coronavirus fight, said GM was wasting time and that his actions will help ensure the quick production of ventilators that will save American lives. A retired Venezuelan Army general indicted alongside Nicolas Maduro has surrendered in Colombia. He has been taken to by the Drug Enforcement Administration to New York for arraignment. Four people familiar with the situation said this on Friday. Cliver Alcala has been an outspoken critic of Maduro for years, but he was charged Thursday with allegedly running with Maduro and Socialist Party boss Diosdado Cabello and another retired Army general as a narco-terrorist conspiracy that U.S. prosecutors say sent 250 metric tons of cocaine a year to the U.S. Four passengers died aboard a cruise ship off the coast of Panama, with over 130 others suffering from influenza-like symptoms, at least two of whom have coronavirus. Holland America Line said that the person previously on a South American cruise was seeking permission to transit the Panama Canal and make its way to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Significant numbers of U.S., Canadian, Australian, U.K., and Dutch citizens are among the passengers stuck on that ship. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.